Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Welcome, everyone. I'm so delighted to have you here with me this evening. This show is all about listener participation. I'd love to hear your questions and comments during the second part of the show. But first, I want to invite you to really tune in and to even jot down the name Leah McKenzie, that you will be hearing about that name for many months and years to come. And that is my special guest this evening. She is a writer, a healer, a communicator, a visionary, the purest light of love, and just somebody that I am honored to know. Before we talk with her, I want to give everyone the opportunity to jot down the toll-free phone number in U.S. and Canada to call in if you have a comment or wish to have a question answered. And that number is 888-815-9756. Again, toll-free, 888-815-9756. So let's get to, I'm very excited to get to talk to Leah. First, welcome, Leah. I'm so ecstatic that you're here.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for inviting me. I'm really excited. My inner child is jumping up on the walls practically.
Good, let her.
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. So you are most, without question, you are a writer, and we have shared with many people that you have a series of books, and so we want to know about that. We want to know about how you became a writer, what drew you to that, but basically you can start off sharing with all of us whatever you'd like to share about yourself.
Okay. Well, first I will start out with my writing, since that is my biggest passion right now in life.
Mm-hmm.
And hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry. I am working on a picture book series. It's a fantasy spiritual book, and it's titled The Adventures of Avery Ann. And there's going to be about 5 books in the series, and I've already completed the first 2. So I'm very excited about that. The first book in it, it has Avery Ann loses a charm bracelet that her grandma gave to her, very dear to her, down the drain. And so she follows it into the ocean, and it's how she has these wonderful experiences with like a clan of mermaids. She joins a rock band of sea creatures. She hangs out with a family of turtles. Yeah, it's a really fun adventure book. She says some kung fu fighting with an octopus. So it's really fun. It's freeing. You know, everybody who's read it, they were just like, it's such a positive and uplifting story. So I'm really excited about that one.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds fabulous.
Yes, I've gotten really good feedback. When I send my work out to editors or agents, you know, you're always a little bit nervous to put your work out there first. And the feedback I've gotten has been very, very promising. So I'm really excited about that. And it's encouraging me to continue to write. So.
Oh, please do, because, you know, I've just heard the synopsis and I want to know more.
Hey, anytime. I'm ready for an agent or a publishing deal. So
yes, absolutely.
Hopefully that works out. In the second book, if I can just talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
It's just, it's also titled The Adventures of Avery Ann, and it's called Space Hunter. And it's just her adventures going up in space looking for pet rocks for a show and tell that she has at school. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's just really exciting. She encounters a crystal man and some plays like hide and seek with the aliens, just enjoys her time on the moon. So.
Wow. Well, all this incredible, I mean, you just took me on a journey and brought me back just by sharing with me the journey that you wrote about. And so this just basically, you received this individual as a character. Does she represent a part of you? How does that play out for you?
You know, it's actually a little bit of both. It's mm-hmm. it's how I wish I was as a child. She's so spiritually free, and mm-hmm. she has no limitations, and she has an idea, and she has a friend with her. She has a butterfly. His name's Butterfly Blue, and he travels with her wherever she goes on her adventures, kind of like a guardian angel or a spirit guide. Mm. And so it's just how I wish I was as a child, just, you know, limitless imagination and just experiences that she has. And I also channel, so that's where we get it. Spirit gives me the ideas, and I just sit down, and it's like I have an angel on my right shoulder, and I see the vision, and they help translate into words, and I just sit there and type away. And so it's not really my work. I can't take much credit except for sitting down and actually doing it. The rest is all spirit-driven. So.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, because you're a part of, you're included in all of it, and you also get to experience the journey yourself as almost a part of you and with you. And now because of you, others get to participate in it and through it. And it sounds very, you know, the energy of it is so empowering, and it's freeing, like you said. It's also so authentic, pure, and real because you are. And you're this open channel to receive this information, and it seems to be offering you something that you didn't get in your childhood, as you said, and it's also going to be offering many, many others an avenue to experience that they possibly maybe haven't had as a child or as an adult. And so as an adult, they're able to go to places because of what you have allowed, the places you've allowed yourself to go. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the deepest place for creating an avenue and an adventure. Really sounds like an adventure of somebody finding themselves in all parts of the universe in them.
Absolutely. She's going to be traveling the globe. So we're very excited about some of the stories I have coming up on that. She's going to be a time traveler in the third book, and then also go on a worldwide scavenger hunt for the fourth book. So I'm excited about those. And as I finish a book and I start thinking about the second one is when spirit starts giving me flashes or pictures of ideas, and I sit down and write an outline and then work with them. So it's a journey, and I've loved it. I get a natural high off it. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and that high is just this adrenaline, and it's also a higher vibrational frequency, which for people listening, it's like an authentic high that works with the internal chemicals of your body versus something external. And it's a spiritual high, and I also think it's a high based on a really strong heart connection, which represents a trust connection, which represents the ability to be that high and just go where the story wants to be told. And no one can do that better than you can.
Oh, well, thank you. And the nice thing I like about it, too, since I know it's working with spirit, it takes so much pressure off me to be creative. I just kind of let the flow go, and whatever comes, comes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, you have your writers writing through you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and with you. Well, my gosh, I mean, this sounds like a very big healing, but you're also a healer as well. You do Reiki healing.
I do Reiki healing. I started about 5 years ago. I was certified at the first level and really liked it, enjoyed it. Once again, it's another spiritual rush that I feel. Mm-hmm. It's amazing because when you're receiving Reiki, it's very calming, and it's like tingly, and you can feel the flow between the person, the vessel who is inpouring the love and the power into you, and then when you're giving it, it's even more energized. It's amazing, twofold on Reiki, giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. And about 2 years ago, I was so into the Reiki 1 level, I ended up taking a course and being certified with Reiki 2, which I really enjoyed. And by the end of the year, I will be a Reiki master. So I'm really excited and proud of that.
Oh, as you should be. And if anybody's running pure energy of light and love and a healing energy of intelligence all its own and getting out of the way to allow that to do its own thing at its highest and most perfect level, that would be you. So I want to let everybody know right here at this juncture, if you want to get in touch with Leah, if you are an agent or a publisher, you want to jump on this as quickly as you can, because the energy and the characters and the story of what she's sharing are alive. They're real. They reach out beyond the pages and take the reader on a journey. And pretty much a journey, from what I can tell energetically and spiritually, the reader doesn't want to really put down. In fact, I'm sure a lot of people that you have had feedback from are probably like, well, what's next? And hurry up, I want to keep going.
Yeah, they've been very encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. So if you want to get a hold of Leah, her email address is Leah, and it's spelled L-E-A-H, the number 0003, at comcast.net. Again, L-E-A-H 0003 at comcast.net. That's a perfect way to get a hold of her, and we will be repeating that throughout the show for people who tune in later. I'm so excited for you, because the journey that you're on is one that is so much about opening and opening to a greater sense of not only what you're writing, but I can only imagine that what you're writing is also influencing your life in a different way. Maybe you're seeing synchronicities when you open up more about who you are and everything around you. Is that happening for you in a way?
It is, definitely. This summer has been such a change for me. I was a pharmaceutical rep up until about month and a half ago, and I just realized the last few years doing that, I didn't feel I was fulfilling my purpose of what God put me on earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of depressing me, and I was feeling a little bit down about myself, and I realized, like, I need to get back on my spiritual path as far as my journey on what my purpose is. And so just with how the events have worked out in the last month and a half, I no longer have a job. However, I'm so happy, and I'm getting healthy, and I'm having time to write, and just, this is the best summer ever. I'm just loving it.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And, that, you know, what an incredible statement for everyone listening right now, regardless of where you are in your walk of life, your truth, or your spiritual journey. If you're listening and you're feeling stuck, or you're feeling unknowing, or you're feeling fear about taking a step into the unknown, I invite you to let Leah's experience empower you to let go of what depresses you or does not make you feel good, and reach towards, even if it's the unknown, reach towards a different direction that you will meet yourself there in. I believe that's happening to you, because you're getting to meet all aspects of yourself and celebrate them.
Yes, and it's amazing. I'm a big believer in when one door closes, several open. And just mm-hmm. in the last month and a half, that is absolutely the case. I've made contacts in the publishing world that lead me to other contacts. Mm-hmm. I've met new friends. I'm taking up some new hobbies like mm-hmm. African dancing and drumming. So I'm really just empowering myself and coming in and being my authentic self, and it makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does. To not only have the, well, what some would define as courage, but others would define as the willingness and your universal law of free will to say, I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to immerse myself, not that these were your exact words, but immerse myself in the truth of who I am and allow that to stream forth and unfold for me and with me, that is simply what's happening. And with that, you will attract so much more of what wants to celebrate you and wants to have that journey with you in hopefully only the most positive of ways. Because that energy, your energy is at such a high vibration, which also makes the emotional body vibrate at a level of excitement, joy, of empowerment, of you become a platform for the universe of infinite possibility. And that is what you are, not only for yourself, but then whatever comes through you, especially you, I see as a huge impact of the same for others. So it's a tremendous, what a celebration. I congratulate you absolutely from head to toe for not only taking that step, but being honest with yourself through it and allowing yourself to celebrate it just by being who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It does make a big difference, and I have a great support group who my friends and my family and you included who have really helped me make that decision to choose happiness and serve rather than, you know, just toe the line, do what society expects people to do. It's been wonderful. All my friends are like, you're so happy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that not only is it an energy, but it's also a state of being, a state of mind, a state of presence. It's a state of, I would say, state of wealth, because one of the things that's going to be happening, and that is happening, is your ability to sustain yourself translates into this physical dimension, and you draw to yourself everything also that will sustain you. Instead of being in a depressed state of lack, you're in this very high, realigned vibration to the truth of who you are, your originating self. Which would mean for listeners, you would discard anything around you from relationships to jobs, et cetera, that define you incorrectly or that are abusive or that block you from your own light and joy and truth and turn towards yourself and really cultivating, nurturing a deep relationship of trust and communication with yourself. Replacing love where it was once withheld, and then you just become this as you are. When I see your, as I see your light body and your aura right now, it's like off the charts. It's huge. It's enormous, and it's filled with brilliant light and love. That's what happens as we go from a place of dimming our light to our light being, you become almost electrical, like are like becoming so strong and so big that electricity is part of what you're feeling moving through your physical body. So is this like a spiritual journey for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've always been a deeply spiritual person. However, just the last experiences I've had the last month and a half have been so magical. I'm just so excited to see, you know, what's going to happen in the future. It's funny because I was raised Lutheran, and I went to a Catholic high school, and then when I turned 30, I kind of felt like something was missing in my life, and I wasn't sure what it was. And at that time, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and became a born-again Christian and had a great time with that. And one day, my mom suggested I go into counseling because I was dealing with some personal issues, and I did that, and then I felt like I was still missing something as far as, like, me personally. And my friend Claire, I had just met her a few months ago, about 2 years ago, and I'm saying that there's something still missing. And she gave me a card of a shaman. And she's like, why don't you just check him out? And there was, like, no pressure, and I called him immediately, and I walk in the door. And being more religious at that time, I was like, what is this? I was kind of freaked out a little bit. And it turned out to be so comfortable, and I instantly bonded with him, and I've healed so much with him. I still see him on a regular basis, and it is definitely a spiritual journey that has completely awakened, healed me, pretty much changed my life, made it so much more positive and enjoyable.
Wow. So you're ready to reach out, and another thing is you're asking for yourself to receive help, reaching out, et cetera, and that happens for all the listeners listening. Leah's story, part of it is her self-permission to receive help or to be guided, to have different experiences, and then to create bridges to more of them and to reach out. So wherever you are in your walk of life, wherever you are in your belief system, if you feel stuck in it, invite yourself to reach out beyond it and or even in a continuation with it to receive the kind of help or guidance that you might not feel you're getting at this time. So how is it important to you, the thought of reaching out and getting help, what is the importance of that in your life?
Well, growing up, I was kind of afraid to do that. I would just do everything on my own, especially when I got to college and then, you know, 20s and 30s. And I was solo. I did pretty much, I had a good group of friends. I was afraid to ask them that they didn't want to help me or it was too much to ask. And going through this healing process, I realized that asking for help opens so many doors, allows them to ask for help from you as well when they need it. It's a mutual mm-hmm. give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. I think that's how the spiritual world works, is one helps another, kind of like the pay it forward. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's, It's huge. We can't do it by ourselves. It's one thing I've learned, and I've become very good at asking for help. So
good.
Yeah, and my friends have enjoyed it. My family, they feel free to ask me for help, and it's all in pure. You don't want to use somebody. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, tensions are all good out there. So.
Mhm. Mhm. Absolutely. One of the ways that so many beings that I get to see and talk to, their spirit council, their spirit family, et cetera, they're so delighted to have the opportunity to assist whoever they are serving their higher purpose by guiding and being there for. They delight in being able to make connections for people on earth. And one of the strongest ways for your spirit family to help you to make a connection is your own willingness to let them in, and that happens by asking and reaching out, asking and saying almost in a terminology, of course, making it your own, but a terminology of I am in full willingness to receive help from my spirit family in this regard or that regard or whatever regard it is. And I agree that once we do that, a synchronicity starts happening, that people start relaxing and also looking at you as an example and saying, well, you're so happy. What's going on for you? And then you can guide them as well to reach out for what would bring in joy to their lives. So as I hear you talking, I'm saying and I'm hearing you are a teacher, a mirror, and a guide. Even while asking, you are that for others, because your asking gives them permission to ask. So we're also interconnected, and we're also aligned to the beauty of that authentic truth that the teacher and the student at all times take turns in both roles, so to speak.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You're definitely doing that. Mm-hmm. You're definitely doing that. So about your books are so incredible, and I can't wait until they're out there. And again, any agents or publishers listening or people who have connections to those individuals, please, at this point in time, I'm going to remind people to connect with Leah at leah0003@comcast.net. Her email is leah0003@comcast.net. Make that connection, because by doing so, this consciousness and this work and this world and the beings that have come to you will give an opportunity to meet everyone who reads about them and take them on a personal journey through your books. So I'm very excited about that happening. Where are you as far as right now in your perception of, I know you're at a higher place without question because your light shines so brightly and so beautifully. Where are you in relationship to what you see going on in the world? What are your thoughts? What are you receiving about that, if anything?
I think the one thing that amazes me is, since I'm only 3 years into being spiritually awakened, mm-hmm. is that how around the world there are so many people out there who already are and working together and helping one another to assist others in becoming spiritually awakened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to see, and the more people that do, you know, reach their higher vibration and do become spiritually awakened, I think the better this world is going to be, you know, to help those in need more in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Sorry. It would be nice if we could, like, put all our differences aside and just unite and mm-hmm. come together and just, you know, take a list of, like, maybe the negatives that are happening, like the wars, you know, poverty, that type of stuff, and just tackle it one at a time and just help one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wouldn't it so be? Right now on the Earth, there is probably more light and light beings and light workers and individuals like yourself stepping forth to help people move, even in your books, to help them move beyond their limitation and maybe even beyond their fears. Reading your books might take your readers to a place where they so resonate with this individual character that they then, upon closing the book, make a choice to go beyond their fear boundaries. And so I feel like your books are a part of that healing, and also that they're a higher dialogue, a divine dialogue that speaks not only to the person's consciousness and their mind, but speaks to the person emotionally and helps them to contemplate how their world personally and maybe globally can be different. Because if you're taking them everywhere and then from here to there to the moon, etc., they're having to go there in their own consciousness and visit those places as well. And so I'm so, again, excited about the opportunity for that to be accessible, and I feel like it will be very, very soon. I want all the listeners to be reminded that if you want to call in, if you have a question or even a comment, we are at the half part of the show, and you can do so toll-free by dialing 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. So what have your moments been? Have you had moments that have really stood out to you and changed your life that you are consciously aware of?
I have. I actually had one of those aha moments in May. I was scheduled.
Oh.
Yeah, I had planned a trip to go visit one of my dear friends and her family in China.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been there for about a year and a half, and they invited me to come over and just travel China with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I booked the flight probably like November, December time. And then the night, this is actually a little embarrassing, the night before I was supposed to go, I found out that I needed a travel visa to China, and I did not know that. I went through a travel agent. Yeah, it was a big oops. I was like, I was feeling really bad. My friend felt bad. They're like, how did that slip through with you working with a travel agent?
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, I did not go on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone like a week later after I got the travel visa if I did a rush on it, except for I remember having a reading with you
mm-hmm.
months before that, and you'd mentioned
mm-hmm.
just heads up when going to China just to make sure you're back before a certain date just for me for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember that reading, and so when they asked me to go a week later, I declined. And it turned
mm-hmm.
out to be one of the best decisions because I had 2 weeks off of work, and that first week I literally slept the entire time. That and cried because I was so sad that I didn't go to China. And the second week, I felt joy. I felt happiness. And I was like, what is this feeling? I have not felt this in like 5 years ever since I've been in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized, like, oh, this is what's going on. I'm not leading my path. I'm not following. I really want to be an author. And so that was like my aha moment to feel that joy and healthiness. And that's when, you know, I decided, okay, it's time to make some decisions. And it's amazing because the day I went back to work, I started to get sick again, back aches, headaches, everything all over, and that just confirmed it for me.
Wow. So. That's wonderful. I mean, what clarity, and also what you're listening. I mean, that's part of the thing, is that you're listening and paying attention. Even though you went back, when you went back, you experienced, it's almost like you experienced your body talking to you out loud and saying, do you want more of this? And that is, it's so much about your awareness and your willingness to listen. You maybe, if you had gone to China, and I don't remember reading, so I don't know what was shared with you other than what you just shared now, but maybe if you had gone to China, that awakening awareness wouldn't have occurred, maybe for a longer period of time. And also, I believe in the timing, the divine orchestration of events, and possibly that with your timing of freeing yourself and beginning the writing, that it's so needed. I really feel like your writing is so needed by the mass consciousness. And so the timing of it seems to be perfect in that you created and made the changes and the choices you did when you did, and that everything is unfolding the way it is now. So that's wonderful that you had the clarity enough to know that. And your light body, as I can see it right now in a hologram, is, you know, dancing. It's so full of the light that happens in when we move into a place of knowing that we were in the wrong place. We might not fully have all the details of what the right place is, but we are fully knowing we have exited the wrong place for us, meaning not that something is wrong. We always learn and grow and are given the opportunity to hear ourselves greater. When we're in a situation where there's imbalance or where you know you're not, you don't need to be anymore. So we're always, the teaching and the opportunity and the honoring is always there if we're open to it. But that, then you moved into a state of clarity. Your light body just reveals so much joy and so much trust and so much love, because it required a lot of self-love. Whether you would define that knowingly or unknowingly on a mental or emotional level, required so much self-love for you to choose yourself and to return to yourself fully. And so I say that to all the listeners. If you're not feeling the loving coming to you from humanity, from personal relationships, from work, if you're just really feeling beat up, etc., or not even maybe that intense. Maybe you're just feeling depressed and uninspired. Start dialoguing with yourself quietly or aloud about inviting the love back in. And you'll start feeling possibly the courage or the ideas or the intentions begin to flow through you strongly, so that so much so that you find yourself making changes that you thought you never would. I invite everyone to read Leah's books and to hold that imprint for her. If you're not a publisher and you're not an agent, to hold the imprint for her means to energetically or emotionally or just mentally, intentionally see her and see her books coming out. And because I really feel that they will be helpful on so many levels. Leah, what at this point in time in this divine dialogue, do you want to share with people about anything you feel has been overlooked or about your journey or about anything?
One thing I did want for people right now who are taking that big leap of faith in transitioning, mm-hmm. whether it's career, spirituality, whatever leap of faith they're taking, one thing that helped me when I did it is I had gone out and purchased a beautiful little bowl, and I have that by my bedside, and I wrote down some manifestations that I would like to see in the near future, and I wrote them down in detail, and I just dropped them in the bowl, and I gave them up to God and the spirit world. And so mm-hmm. anytime I get a little bit nervous or I kind of have my freak out or panic moment, which I still do, the mm-hmm. human side of me does, mm-hmm. and especially around like financial matters and stuff, I just remind myself, you know, you put your prayer, you put your manifestation, your wish in the bowl, you gave it to God, and let Him take care of it, and that just helps immensely, and then I just go on to whatever I'm working on or doing. It just, it takes a huge relief and stress mm-hmm. away from me, and it really does help.
Wow, so that's a tool you're talking about. So people,
it is,
listen
yes.
up. It's a tool that she's now giving you that you can create or make or purchase of your own free will, and it should resonate with you. And that's an excellent tool that you're offering people to have, because I think when we use spiritual or emotional or non-tangible tools, and then we incorporate physical, tangible, like your bowl tools, so your mind and your spirit is the etheric part of you, and then you're using the bowl to represent the trust in this physical dimension to manifest that it's a beautiful marriage of matter and spirit becoming a manifestation. And I think that tool that you're using is definitely a tool that other people can use themselves. I want to remind people that at this point in time, Leah's email address is leah0003@comcast.net. Again, leah0003@comcast.net. Now, you say you're a Reiki healer, which without question you are. Are you doing that professionally yet?
I have not made any money on it, if mm-hmm. professionally that way. Mm-hmm. I do it for my friends and my family. I have an interesting story. About a year ago, one of my coworkers, when I was working in corporate world, knew I was into Reiki, and so she asked me to do just, you know, a quick Reiki, like 5 minutes on her, and she loved it. And so a few days later, she was having a girls' weekend, and she asked if I would come for like a couple hours, and just there's six gals that she was hanging out with, and just do each of them for like 30 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, no problem. And she was like, I'll pay you. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I will do it, you know, as a friend and be a gift for you and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the gals had never heard of Reiki, and she was very nervous about it and really didn't want to do it. And I think she only did it because they were pressuring her to do it and try it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having back problems. And so I sat mm-hmm. her down, and we kind of talked, and then I Reiki'd her for about a half an hour, and then she got up and left. And I couldn't get a feel if she liked it or not. She was really very quiet and kind of stiff. And
mm-hmm.
and then I heard from my friend like a week later that she had called my friend and said what a wonderful experience it was, and that since then she hadn't had any back problems.
Oh, wow.
So it goes to show just how powerful Reiki is in the spiritual experience and being a vessel for the power and the light.
Well, for those that are listening that don't know what Reiki healing is, how would you describe it to them?
Yeah, I would describe it as pure positive energy from God running through a vessel and mm-hmm. Going into a body, going into the areas where they need it most.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Japanese ancestry, if I'm correct on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several different lineages of
mm-hmm.
Reiki out
mm-hmm.
there, and it's just a tool to use to help heal people if you're looking to be healed.
Yeah, no, that describes it well. So it's a form of hands-on energy healing, and that energy healing travels throughout the meridians of the body and fills in, like you said, where it needs to go. I think that not only are you a Reiki healer, but the reason that it is so, with you in particular, it is so powerful and so effective is because the level and the purity that you have coming through you and the authenticity and really the heart light of holding the highest and good for all, which you do, is it allows the energy to come forth and through you like a divine instrument, if you will, in a way that doesn't diminish it or limit it or cause anything other than a direct flow to happen. And that's there are a lot of Reiki healers out there. To have the kind of level of Reiki healing that you offer is, I think that it is rare, and that people should, you know, definitely write to you. And again, it's leah003@comcast.net to dialogue with you about that, and then possibly you can take it from there, because that is another, that's another real part of who you are, not just the writing part, that is, I see also energetically building a an amplified energy your way. So you just got so much goodness going on, and rightfully so, as you should. So does your writing, wondering, does your writing, do you have a disciplined time where you wake up at any time of the day or afternoon? Do you tell yourself, okay, I have to sit down and write now? Or is it a stream of consciousness that flows more, it happens when it happens?
Just in the transition from having a job to not having a job, so I'm still getting used to having to be disciplined with it. When I was working, I had to set a certain time. I did it in the evenings or the weekends and so then I was very disciplined. Right now I'm not quite as disciplined as I probably need to be, and I've just enjoyed not working, so I've been doing other things as well. It was probably about 2 weeks ago where I got a message from Spirit, like, get on it now. I've become much more disciplined, and I get up in the morning, and I literally start writing now. So,
oh, you do, upon waking.
I do, yeah. Lately, I've either been writing or sending out queries to agents and publishing companies. One form or another, I'm working on my writing. And it's, the more I've been working on it, the more I get fired up and even more passionate about it. And there's times like I have a hard time even sleeping at night, and I don't even want to go out because I just want to write. So it's definitely taking over in a good way.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Just for people, like, since I channel, I can only write for about 2 to 3 hours at a time before I feel a little bit depleted and I have to put it away and go do something else, and then I come back to it as well.
So in you're basically going on this journey with what's coming through you. What you have revealed just in this conversation alone about the concept and the story and how it's unfolding, it is so exciting. I see not only a series, but the possibility of so much more going from there. So again, if agents and publishers, you do not want to pass this one up, because there's really no changes to it. It is, you are participating in it or arriving to it in a state, well, it is in a state, this writing, that is already ready to be printed, so to speak. In that, what you have shared with me, just the energy alone speaks on behalf of itself. So the stories you shared with me just here on this dialogue took me into the journey and the travel with you. And so I just really see that it has the potentiality of unfolding into mass media. So we can't wait for those aspects to happen. And again, if you're listening in this country or others, and you know an agent or a publisher that really wants to get, that wants to participate in an avenue of awakened consciousness and of communication that brings so much to that communication, you want to get a hold of Leah Mackenzie. So before we bring the show to a close, I'm wondering, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might have wanted to bring forth?
I'm single? No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't resist that one. I'm starting to put myself out there.
Okay. Well, that's very sweet. No, that's very sweet. Absolutely. No, I mean, you should share exactly the truth about who you are and where you are and your own comfortability now that you have I just insist, out of my very deep caring for you, that you choose wisely. And with that said, one last time, we were talking to Leah McKenzie, and she is a writer, a healer, communicator. I see her as a visionary and a pure light and love. And she has a series of books that definitely have something to offer. You want to be a part of that team. You want to be on her team and assisting her to get that out there. The way to reach her is Leah, leh003@comcast.net. And Leah, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show. And I thank you for being on the earth in a physical body and doing what you're doing and really making the world a better place by being here.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for this opportunity. Your gifts are amazing. I'm always in awe every time I go see you at a reading or even talk to you and even communicate in email. So thank you. God has blessed this earth with you, for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate those words. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And as always, I welcome your feedback. My email address is cyns999@gmail.com. My website is Cynthia Sloan, spelled cynthiasloan9.com. And tune in 2 weeks from tonight for another guest and their sharing of their journey. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan. If it resonates, only if it resonates, make it your own. Good night, everybody.